Man, fuck turkey, man. Start the podcast.
I hate telling good people bad news. I hate telling good people bad
news. Hey, what is going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Cigar Ralphie podcast, man. And this is, I don't know, again, when I'm uploading, I don't know if this is uploaded on, a week? Yeah, it should be a week after Thanksgiving. I'm recording this on, I don't know when I'm recording this. Well, I know when I'm recording this. So I'm recording this Sunday. The Sunday after Thanksgiving, the first Sunday after Thanksgiving. But I'm uploading it on a Friday after, a week after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, if you're listening to this, was last week, Thursday. Now let me tell you, I'll give you the Thanksgiving story, because it's just a Thanksgiving story. I don't hate Thanksgiving. I had an issue with the turkey. And I think I'm having an issue with meat in general, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway, Wednesday, I went to work, right? And I was supposed to be fasting on Wednesday so that I can, eat a lot on Thursday, whatever. I'm fucking overweight already. I gotta lose some damn pounds. But I was fasting so I can eat on Thursday. But I didn't eat all day at work. So on the way home, I was driving with the wife, because me and her work together. We stopped at Publix, the best supermarket in the world. I don't care what anybody says. And I said, let me stop here. Stop at the supermarket so I can get some last minute stuff for what I want to cook tomorrow. Well, what happened was I got some last minute stuff, but also I passed by the fried chicken and the chicken wings, and for some reason, I got the urge to eat chicken wings, so I bought a box of chicken wings. It brought 20 wings. I ate about, I think I ate like 8 or 10 of them, I don't remember, with some, what the hell was it, with some Italian bread. And because we like eating chicken wings and bread, I don't know why. And I bought the boys fried chicken because they just wanted the chicken, the regular chicken. So we had a lot of chicken left, right? I ate chicken before, the night before. Then I went ahead and roasted that turkey. Now, when I ate the chicken, right, on Wednesday, I've been feeling kind of funny about meat lately. I don't know what it is, but when I ate the chicken, it was like I was eating the chicken. And look, I'm the type of guy, man, that I'm really a shallow Hal with some things. You know what I'm saying? I'm real vain, real. I'm not a picky person. I'm not finicky with food, but I can be a little shallow Hal with certain things. And let me turn this mic up a little bit. I feel like I can't hear me. So with certain foods, especially meat, if certain things happen, I have a trouble eating it. For example, if I eat ribs, I'm trying to give up pork. I'm trying to get away from the swine, but when I eat ribs, right, sometimes you bite the rib and you get that vein? If I get the vein, my dinner's over. Dinner is a wrap. Don't care if I'm hungry. I might eat whatever is on the side, but I'm not going to eat that rib. I just can't. I'm like, oh, God, you know, and sometimes I go through it because I'm at a dinner party or whatever for policy. But if I'm alone, I'm not eating it. You know what I mean? With chicken, same thing. The vein. With chicken, if it's a little red on the bone, like red, like, you know how sometimes you bite it and it'd be like red in the middle? Because, you know, with fried chicken, you got to be careful. You got to really know how to cook it. I get that red part, man. I'm done. With a whole chicken, i.e. a whole turkey, same thing. What happened this Thanksgiving was, I was cutting the turkey, and when I first thawed the turkey, because I cooked it, I cooked everything, right? I injected the turkey with some flavoring, with some Cajun flavoring that I bought at Publix in a bottle. Put it in a needle, boom, 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 injected that bad boy right under the arm and the whatever, all over the place. And he like swole up with juice. I was like, oh, this is gonna be crazy. Then I put garlic butter and I put all kinds of, you know, the spices on them, rosemary and all that crazy. And then I poured what I injected him with on into the pan and I let him soak in that all night, right? So I covered him up, I threw him in the oven. I wanted fried turkey, but I couldn't. I'm not burning anything in my yard. My yard's brand freaking new. The grass is brand new. It's not even a year old yet. And I'm not burning it. So you know, I put it in the oven and I started cooking my turkey. Well, when it came out, when it was finally done, it was in there for like, I don't know, 3.5-4 hours, right? I had it cooking at like a moderate temperature. So it cooked inside out because, you know, poultry, you don't order. I like my chicken medium rare, you know what I mean? So I made sure it was cooked and my kids were, you know. But what happened is, you know, the skin is real soft and juicy. I mean, the meat and the skin is real soft and juicy, so it starts to peel off the bone. Well, that's what I started doing. You know, the bone of the wing was exposed. I don't know why I'm going, ugh, like I've never had chicken before. I mean, tons of chicken. But the meat of the turkey was, the bones of the turkey was exposed. So now it's exposed and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh man, that looks gross. But you know, and my boys are there, so I don't want to make that. You know, my family's there. It was just my wife and kids. But you know, we were there and you know, my kids are looking at me. So I don't want to be like, ugh, because I'm always yelling at them. When they go, oh, what is that? I'm like, don't do that to food. Don't do that. Especially when somebody gives you food, you don't say ill or yuck. So I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, oh man, this shit's fucking gross, man. I don't want to eat this shit. Right? So I'm carving it and, you know, my wife's like, cut the, she's a fucking caveman. She's a cavewoman. She's eating meat. There's no veganizing her. There's no vegetarianizing her. She barely looks at a vegetable. Like, I swear, she used to be like a werewolf or a wolf in her other life. Or she used to be like a lion or something. I don't know. But anyway, she's like, yo, she's like, babe, you know, cut the breast. Because we don't eat the wing, really. We just give that shit to the dog or something. So, you know, just cut the breast and whatever, blah, cut it out. Because it was a fairly, like, this turkey was doing push-ups. This turkey was, like, locked up. You know what I'm saying? Doing that prison workout. So I was like, damn. So I cut it and I served it. But when I was eating it, I kept imagining, the turkey was on the table. So I'm looking at the bones just exposed with the meat hanging over. It looks like a murder scene, like a really bad, just disgusting whatever. And I'm like, yo, this is bad. This is gross. Like, I don't even, like, this is, like, I'm looking at it like, I don't fucking want this shit. So, on the side, I just, what I did was I covered it, you know what I mean? And with, like, other stuff. Like, I had the turkey on the side, right, on my plate, big piece of breast, whatever. I bit some of it, whatever, and it was good, but I just couldn't get myself to eat it. And I told my wife, we're not doing the whole leftovers for a week thing. Fuck that. We have a lot of food in the fridge left over because it was just all us four and I tried to cook minimal, but it ended up being a lot. And I'm not eating that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll say we're not doing this past Saturday. So when you're listening to this, it'll be last Saturday. We went when it had a steak at night. It was like, you know what? I want a steak. Let's go get a steak. So we went to Outback and I got a fucking steak. But then I was eating the steak and I like my steak medium. You know, I like pink in the middle. I hate a well done steak. A well done steak, get it out of my face. That's just gross. So I was eating the steak and I was like, and my son likes it that way too. And I ordered him his first little steak from the kids menu for the first time. He wanted a steak. He's like, I want a steak, Dad. I was like, oh, okay. It's my boy. You know, you know, tapping my chest. Oh, you know what I'm saying? My son wants a steak, you know? So I got him a steak. My other son loves chicken. He wanted more chicken. So, he got chicken. But I was like, all right. So, and he ate the whole thing, man. And he said, I want it medium, Dad. I want it medium like yours, you know, like with the red in the middle. He said, with the blood. I was like, oh, all right, cool. You know, we joking around. But I ate the whole board. It was, you know, seasoned well, whatever, with fries and broccoli on the side. I like broccoli. But I was like, oh, man, I don't know about this, man. The meat, I don't know what it is, man. The meat is just, I don't know what it is. It's doing something to me. It's like, not physically. I don't feel sick. It's just mentally I'm getting myself sick. Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, I don't want to fucking eat this shit. And this, you know what I'm saying? So, I think I'm going to take a break. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break. Maybe. I don't have, you know, and it's crazy because you need protein. You know what I mean? But I might give me protein shakes or something. Even though protein shakes does not give you the protein you need for your muscles. The meat does. You're going to get it from food, not from a protein shake. The protein shake is a supplement. That's why they call it supplements. So I used to work out a lot. I know. I lifted a lot of weights. And I was always on that juice. Yes, I was on the juice for a while. But that was years and years and years ago. But, you know, now I'm fat. But, yeah, the protein, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I just got to eat. I'm just going to eat, like, fish and stuff like that and other things. But I'm not going to, yeah, I don't know. I mean, for a while, because I'm not a big fish guy. But I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is. Huh. But anyway. So, hold on. Nope, that's not what I wanted.
Good night, ladies.
Okay, I gave you the wrong sound effects. I'm an idiot. I had nothing prepared.
Somebody call security.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, God damn it, man. It's 4 a.m, guys. It's 4 a.m. Okay, I'm sorry. I just did my other podcast, right? Check this out. I just did my other podcast. This is why you got to be careful. You got to keep, you know, leave well enough alone. Leave well enough alone. You know what I mean? I'm a gear queer. That's what we call it in the recording industry when I was in recording school and audio engineering school. I love gear. I love all the gear. I have, if it's a new little anything, especially when it has to do with the mobile world, like a little phone holder, a new microphone, a new this, a new that, especially podcasting, I'm buying it. You know, the mixer I'm using, $600 podcast mixer. A mixer that's made not for you to be recording music, for podcasting is what I use. I mean, this thing takes calls. It has Bluetooth. It has all the channels. It has the effects. It has the soundboard. It has dedicated outputs for each person in your podcast. It has everything that a podcast needs. So it looks like a radio, like a mini radio station, broadcasting station. You know, I bought it the day that I saw the video on it. I saw like 10 videos and I bought it. And I forked up $600 and bought it for no reason, right? I got microphones here. I'm about to buy. I'm looking at another one. You know, I got a mess in this room, in my little studio. Wires everywhere. I've got bins full of microphones and this and that. I got my DSLR in front of me. I got my phone. Look, I got a DSLR and with expensive lens, and I mostly use my phone. I got little cameras. I've got everything. Stands, holders, this, that, lights. I've got it all. Right? Got it all. But I never leave well enough alone. I had a good setup last week. Podcast been sounding good. I went ahead and said, no, let me move this here. I unplugged everything and replugged it back in. Then I spent like 3 hours trying to get it back to sounding the way that it sounded the last two episodes. Because I loved it. Recording from the road to the Zoom. right? I decided today, I said, let me hook this up to the, what you call this thing? To the, oh my goodness, gracious great balls of fire. So let me hook this up to the computer, right? But I wasn't getting the sound I wanted. So now I got to hook up the interface back to the computer instead of this mixer and use the mixer as standalone with the Zoom because that's what it's meant for. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to use it for. What happened was I decided to use my phone as a, I'm going to record right into my phone and then I'm going to upload it right to where I upload this podcast to. Well, what the fuck? So I went to the recording app. I put it on record. Oh man, it sounds crispy. Oh my goodness. You know what I mean? It had everything, had the intro, the mix, all that, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm doing my other podcast, Conspiracy Fears and Mysteries. I talk about true crimes and conspiracies and anything, you know, ghosts, paranormal, all about that, right? So today, you know, I was doing an episode on a this particular serial killer that actually was in like an hour away from here only 2 years ago. And it was a black dude, all right? Oh my God, a black serial killer, that doesn't even exist. That's a myth. No, it happens. It's just that the news is not going to give you that because it doesn't fit a good narrative. The narrative is a white serial killer. That's what makes news, not the black ones. The black ones don't make the news. The only thing black that makes the news is like criminal stuff. That's what they give you. Oh, look at this. It's a black criminal, black this, black that. You know what I mean? Nowadays, the tides are changing a little bit, but they still don't want to give you the fact. If you heard the go listen to that podcast. I'm not just saying it so that you can, you know, go listen to my podcast and I have more listeners. A lot of people listen to it. That one's like probably my, this is my main podcast. That podcast is more popular than this one. I'm going to tell you right now. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I put up an episode of that, of Conspiracy Fears and Mysteries, I'll look at it an hour later. I've already had 60, 70 downloads in 1 hour, right? A week later, I got a couple hundred, you know, downloads and listens, you know, that people just, and people call into that one, all that shit. People write to that one. So anyway, this one's only got like 100 people, you know what I mean? So, but whatever, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I totally veered off into another subject. I just remember what I was talking about using equipment, but anyway. That podcast is about serial killers, right? Well, I do the intro. I have the intro music to that podcast over here ready. Everything's ready here. I just, boom, one button. Here comes the intro, boom, one button, this other sound effect, and then boom, I'm recording. And it all goes together. And I decided, I said, well, let me record into the phone, and then I'm just going to upload it right to Anchor FM, and then it goes RSS feed to Apple and to Google, you know what I'm saying? Some new shit instead of doing it the way I always do it. I've been doing it for like the last year or two. Did it this way. I did an hour and a half. I thought it was the most awesome podcast I've ever done for that channel. I had audio for it. I had audio from, you know, I had the audio from the court hearings. I had audio from the news. I had audio from the family talking. I mean, I had a lot of things there because I was using an Murder Minute app that I have, and they provide you with a lot of stuff. So I just go ahead and put it out. I mean, it was awesome. And then I gave my own 2 cents of the whatever I'm talking about, whatever, blah blah blah. I was like, oh man, in my head, I'm like, this is an awesome episode. I'd listen to this thing like 10 times, right? Get the whole thing, right? Yeah. So at the end, I'm all, you know, my saying at the end is, I'll see you on the next smoke. Always. I say that in everything. I say it on my YouTube channels. I say it on my podcast. I say it on my podcast. I'll see you on the next smoke because I'm Cigar Rafi and I do smoke cigars. That's my thing. I love cigars. See you on the next smoke. All right. As I was about to say, see you on the next smoke, I go over and I look at my phone and there should be a little icon there that says when the fuck that I'm recording. Now, I normally pay attention to that, but I just didn't, I just thought I was good because I started recording and I saw a recording. I'm like, oh, I'm good. So I went and exited from the app, and the app's supposed to record in the background, right? And I would see the little recording thing on the top of my phone. It says, I'm recording. So it was recording. I did a test recording. It was good. Again, hour and a half in, I'm almost done. I'm like, I'm about to say, see you on the next smoke. I don't see the thing, right? So I started talking a little bit more as I kind of, just to fill in that space, just to fill in the time that it takes me to go back to the recording app to see where I'm at. I'm like, oh, guys, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to the app. When I go to the app, the shit stopped at 16 minutes. I'd already been talking for an hour and a half. It stopped at 16 minutes. So an hour and 14 minutes, I was talking to myself. I was just talking to hear me. I was just talking to hear myself. An hour and 14 minutes. Guys, I was so fucking pissed. Then it took me about 10, 15 minutes to cool down from the, because I'm so heated. You know what I mean? And I was like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe right now that I just talked for this long and this thing didn't record. Watch, I'm gonna I'm gonna let you hear where it stopped. It's like real awkward too. It's weird. It's real weird. It's weird. I'm gonna let you hear where it stopped. Hold on. I'm gonna go all the way to the end. I'm gonna see here. 16 minutes right here. Well, I'm gonna let you hear this, okay? Listen to this. This is the podcast, my other podcast where I was talking. The footage showed a figure walking down the street across the time of the murder. And then it just stops. That was the last thing I said. I'm gonna play it again. The footage showed a figure walking down the street across the time of the murder. And then it just stops. It just said, fuck it, I'm stopping. It just fucking stopped. And I just kept going after that. I didn't, no warning, no. I'm sorry. Look, it's funny because like about 45 minutes of the podcast, I said, why, you know, I coincidentally said, I said, oh, I'm sorry, guys. My phone just made a sound. I guess it was an alert or something. And I guess that was the alert saying, hey, I stopped. Like, check the recording or whatever. You know what I mean? These modern phones tell you everything. And I didn't check the shit. You know what I mean? So I was pissed. So leave well enough alone, man. Like, the way I'm recording now is the way that I've been recording, and it's been working. And then I decided to change the whole scheme of shit and fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of my buddies that record, I got a lot of recording friends. They stick. They don't have even half the shit that I have. They don't have a quarter of the shit that I have. If they see the shit that I have, they'll be like, what the fuck? This is like little Circuit City or little Circuit City. Like B&H or Best Buy or Guitar Center or something. I got so much shit. I've got, just in front of me alone, I'm counting. One, two. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 10 microphones, about 8, 10, 9, 12. Pop filters, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 headphones on the wall. Oh, I didn't count the lapel mics, but I have a bunch of those. I got some wireless mics. I got a lot of shit. That I'm not counting the cameras. You know what I mean? Computer shit and SD cards and mixers and all kinds of shit. Man, listen. Fucking let me tell you, boy. Let me tell you. But anyway. So also, man. What do you want to talk about? Let me get crazy. I wasn't going to talk about this. But I'm going to get crazy. Get all political and shit. And there's not nothing political, but, you know, it has to do with society, I guess. So, if you haven't seen the episode of South Park with the transgender athlete, you have to check it out. The thing is made for comedy. Okay. South Park. I've been watching South Park. Look, I was there. I was the first time they aired South Park. The first ever episode. The first time it ever aired. I watched it live. Well, you could say live. The first time they ever aired. Their first airing, I was there. See, I remember I was like 13, 14 years old, I think. I was in my buddy's house. He's like, hey, they're going to give this show called South Park. You're going to come watch it. I said, yeah. Went to his house. My boy Mike, white Mike, he was Irish and Italian, and his mom cooked some good-ass Italian food. And I went to his house, and we went there and watched South Park. And I fell in love with it. It was drawn bad, making fun of shit, cursing, and it was funny. It was insulting, and it was funny. It was hilarious. Every episode I love. I love every more, some more than others, but every episode is funny. For the last, 20 years, 20-something years, I think, these guys have been funny. You know? I think they've been out for 25 years. I don't know. God knows. And they've been making fun of everything. Well, this episode was transgender athletes, and it was Macho Man Randy Savage, right? And let me see if I find it over here. Let me see if I find it, because I want you to hear this. Because everybody's looked for it. Everybody's looked for it. I want you. Yeah, it has 3 million views on the clip of it. I want you to hear this shit right here. Hold on.
A beautiful day in Morrison, Colorado, as we get ready for the 6th annual Strong Woman Competition. A two-day-long competition of tests built to push athletes to their very limits. Joining me now is the current champion of the Strong Woman competition, Strong Woman. Miss Woman, do you feel ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, David. There are just so many amazing women athletes out here today. It makes me so proud.
Now, this is the first year that a trans woman is in the competition. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. I feel honored to be a part of history. I have a lot of incredible trans friends who are athletes, and so we're all inspired this woman's competing.
Uh-huh. And have you actually ever met Heather Swanson?
No, I've never competed against her before, no.
She's not exactly your average trans athlete.
Well, what is an average trans athlete? Honestly, I find that kind of bigoted, David.
Okay. Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Ms. Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
Macho Man.
That is correct. You just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago.
I'm not here to talk about my transition. I'm here to kick some fucking ass. Let me tell you something, Dingleberry.
David Perry.
I'm going to roll up the other women here, and I'm going to smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
Any words for the challenger and Miss Woman?
Good luck, Heather.
Luck is for dudes.
Well, with that, let's get right to the action.
Alright, well, I'm not gonna play more of it, but it was Macho Man. You have to see it and hear it. I'm sorry. It was Macho Man Randy Savage. And he's identifying as a woman now, right? But he's not even trying to dress like a woman. He's just identifying as a woman. And he comes in dressed like Macho Man. You know what I'm saying? Just like regular Macho Man. But he just says he's a woman. Hey, look, I'm a woman. Right? And he comes, but he still talks like Macho Man. You heard of it. And he's big as shit, right? He's fucking huge. And he's fucking... Anyway, he commences to do all these athletic stuff with these women, and he's whipping their asses. He's doing boxing. He's whipping their ass. He's doing wrestling. He's whooping their ass. He's running. He's whooping their ass. Every competition, he whoops their ass. I mean, kills them. Almost kills them, right? So Strong Woman is PC Principal's wife, wife. They have kids. And her name is Strong Woman. And, well, you know, anyway, the thing is that, the Twitter folks got upset And I say Twitter, folks, because that's where I see all the, that's where the shitstorm starts. Anything woke, anything remotely that has to do anything with this, anything where somebody's offended, it starts at Twitter. That's the epicenter. That's the safe space. But that's the pillar, the epicenter of the whole I'm offended thing. So anyway, they were outraged. They were like, oh, I can't believe they did this episode, you know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is like, well, look, first of all, you're talking about South Park. If this is your first time seeing South Park, you need to get a history lesson, because South Park makes fun of everyone and everything. They don't give a flying fuck who you are, what your color is, what your background is, what your disability is. They don't give a shit. They're gonna make fun of you. Everybody, matter of fact, there's more equal rights in South Park than there is out here in the real world. All right, because South Park treats everybody equally. They've roasted everything. They've roasted from humans to inanimate objects. They roasted Apple. They roasted the Shake Weight. The Shake Weight one was hilarious. They roasted everything. iPads, PS4, Xbox. They roast everything. Chinese, white, Hispanic, black, Russian. They didn't give a fuck. They roast everybody. So, you know, they're used to doing that. So you can't act brand new when it comes to that. Like, oh, man, can't believe they're doing that. Shut the fuck up, because they're doing that. Another shut the fuck up is, what makes you so special because you are trans that you can't get roasted? That's what I want to know. It seems like when it comes to the trans, it's like we have to walk on eggshells. Fuck that. What makes you so special? Why is it that they can make fun? Why, you know, we can have all these black jokes and all these white jokes, but we can't have trans jokes. We can have jokes on women. We can have jokes on men. We can have jokes about children, but we can't have trans jokes. Are you serious? But you want to be treated equally. You know what I mean? That's the thing. About, I don't have anything against trans. I work with some trans people. There's trans people in my job. You know what I'm saying? Really cool. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's certain people out there that just think they're special. They really think they're heroes. You're not a hero, okay? I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think you're a hero. I don't think because you decided to tell everyone that you feel like a woman, you're a hero. You're not a hero. You know what I mean? You're not. I've heard people say that just because you served in the military doesn't make you a hero. Okay, well, that's your prerogative. You feel that way, you feel that way. Well, I feel that if you're trans and you tell people that you feel like a, if you're a man and you tell people you feel like a woman, you're not a hero. That's, you know, it is what it is, man. Everybody's got what, you know, feeling, you know. So you can't tell me to tell you you're a hero when you're not. You didn't save anybody. you know what I'm saying? You didn't save no kittens and shit from a burning building or shit like that. You didn't do none of that shit. So what the fuck? You're not immune, man. Everybody's equal, man. I believe in equality. Anybody get roasted the same. You know what I mean? Don't act brand new. Don't act like you can't get roasted just because you're wearing a dress and you got a 6-foot-long fucking sausage hanging between your legs. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a thing. You know what I mean? I had a problem with that. That really bothered me. You know, I'm like, wow, these people really want superiority over everyone. You know what I mean? You know, nobody complains when they're saying, when they're making black jokes, right? It's all funny. Nobody complains when they're making white jokes. Nobody complains when they're making jokes about a man. Nobody complains when they're making jokes about women. Well, they do complain sometimes when they're making jokes about women. But even the women are like, ah, that's funny, you know? The women laugh at it. So it's not, you know, a lot. Most women do. It's onesies and twosies. But nobody really cares about those women. But it's like, what the fuck, yo? Like, everybody can get it, man. Stop being a bitch. You know what I mean? Literally, you know, stop being a bitch. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're fucking talking about... I hate to bring up these subjects, man. I'm trying not trying. I haven't brought up political shit in a long time because I got into that political bullshit in 2016, 17. I lost a couple friends. I really don't give a fuck about losing them because if they don't talk to me because of my political beliefs or because of something that I, you know, I believe politically or whatever, they can go fuck themselves. I really don't care. I mean, they're not paying any bills for me. They do nothing for me. They barely made me happy. So, I mean, I really don't care, you know, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it was some, you know, some people, I kind of like to laugh with that dude, but whatever, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't like it, doesn't like it. Life goes on. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna shed tears. I know their political beliefs and I didn't stop talking to them, but they know my political beliefs and then they want to stop talking to them, motherfucker. You know what I mean? If you're that shallow, man, then you really need to go fuck yourself with like a spike dildo or something because, I mean, that's fucking stupid. You know what I mean? You know, unless that person is alt right or alt left, alt left, alt right, I don't know, whatever, like super duper extreme with it, where it's bothering you, where it's like hindering something you do, and it's whatever, then okay. I gotta say though that in 2016, 15, 16, I got really into, you know, the politics and stuff, and I was feeling myself leaning too much towards the end, towards one way, and I was like, ah, shit, you know what I'm saying, like, I was too into it, and I was becoming an emotional fuck. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this, man. And I just kind of stopped because that's not me. I'm a grown man. I'm not a little girl. You know what I mean? I'm not emotional like that, especially when, you know, I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm not a left-leaning person at all, but I'm not a super right-leaning person. I'm looking towards the right, but I'm not I'm not running towards it. You know, I'm not there. I lean more towards the right, you know what I mean? But I'm not a super right person. I'm more down the middle. There's things I like here, things I like here. But as far as the left or whatever, you know, I feel like I've never seen politics like this before in my life. And I'm like 40, you know. So I've never seen politics like this. Like, you know, we've always heard of left and right. But it's always been like moderate. It's always been like, you know, like, oh, left and right, you know, and disagreement. But now, like the last couple years, like the last like 10, I don't know, years, it's been like, I think ever since Bush, it's been like that, you know, with Bush, it was still kind of like everybody, I felt like everybody disliked him equally, you know, as far as politics. I don't know if it was just him. I wasn't a big fan of him. You know, I was in the army, as my commander in chief, so I had to respect, but I wasn't a big fan, you know, but whatever. And then, you know, Obama came and, you know, I was a fan for the first 4 months, I mean, four years. And then I wasn't a big fan of him either. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then we got, you know, this current president and it's like, okay, this is different, you know, whatever. And then boom, it blows up and I feel like both sides are getting idiotic, but I feel like, you know, you see a lot of the crying and all this and the crocodile tears and stuff from the left a lot, and it's like, ah, shit, I can't be part of that. I don't roll like that. You know what I'm saying? I got thicker skin than alligators. You know what I'm saying? That's for one, you know? Two, I'm not emotional like that. You know what I mean? I don't get emotional like that. Like, I'm not, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, ah, man, I can't fuck with y'all, man. Y'all too emotional. Like, when y'all get into, y'all really into this shit. Like, I'll talk about it, but I really don't give a fuck like that. Like, we're not going to spend an hour talking about it. You know what I mean? We might mention it. There's nothing fun about it, unless we're booking fun. But then they don't want to do that because that's insulting or whatever. I don't know, man. It's just weird, man. It's just, I'm like, I can't fuck with this political shit, man. I'm just doing my thing. I'm still gonna go vote, but I'm just doing my thing, man. Because it's political shit. You know what I mean? My mom, we used to get into a lot of, you know, when she was living with me. This was back in 2016 or 2015. Because she's real left leaning and whatever, you know, Democrat, like we're supposed to be, like good minorities, right? She's when I used to fuck with her because I knew what she was thinking, so I would say deliberately, I would say something, you know, just, oh my god, yeah. And I would just laugh, and then she thought I was like the most evil thing, but then I just kind of stopped. It got boring after a while. I was like, let me stop fucking with her, because I really don't give a shit. I really don't. And this thing, you know, society's getting crazy, you know, with this whole political shit. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what it is that, I don't know what society's doing, man. I don't know what's wrong with it, man. I don't know. It's like, society's just fucked, man. Society's fucked. It doesn't know what it wants. It doesn't know what gender it wants to be. It doesn't know if it's melting or it's freezing. It doesn't know anything. It doesn't know. It doesn't know if it's friends with another country or not. You know, society doesn't know if this country is fucking with us or not. Society doesn't know shit. You know what I mean? So, I don't want to fuck with society. I can't fuck with you, society. You know what I'm saying? I cannot fuck with you, society. So with that, go fuck yourself, society.
I hate telling good people bad news.